Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Tentacle Surprise. This all starts with a rather nice walk in the woods. Maybe it's a forest you've never been in before, with a wonderfully tall and old oak trees, and maybe it's one you know very well. Regardless of where and when it is, let yourself imagine walking a path through a forest, your feet compressing the leaves on the ground, every step making a familiar sound. Sometimes you can hear the rustling of a creature not too far away, or the birds high up in the trees. Far above you, it's easy to hear the wind caressing the many leaves and branches, a soft susurrus of sound. And together with that, the sight of the forest is so familiar. The light sometimes dancing between the trees, shadow as the ground is hidden away from the sky. The colors, mostly gentle browns and greens, with every now and then some cheeky flowers dotted here and there. Maybe you even notice some nice bushes with red or blue. You know not to walk there because the thorns or the branches on them would not make trespassing that easy. So let's just continue to follow the path for now. The smell is also nice. That very rich scent of nature. With every breath you know it so well. The ground, the trees, the moss, the flowers, all mixing together. Apparently it has rained not too long ago. There's still a hint of dampness in the air. You can feel how the ground sometimes gives way beneath your feet, or how the roots of the trees tend to make the ground firmer if you notice them. As long as you watch your step, you won't trip over them. You've been told that there's a little lake not too far from where you are now. And as you let yourself get lost in these woods, this wonderful walk through the forest, you barely notice the strange sound of something crawling over the ground. It's fairly fast and knows how to go quietly. For a moment you wonder if it's a slightly larger animal, but you know that nothing here would pose any danger to you. Anything large has moved far, far away from here long ago. I wonder if you turn around to try and figure out what it is. Maybe you can catch a glimpse of its fur or whatever it is. A bird flapping away from where the sound is makes you look around just long enough to miss the creature that is sneaking closer. The first you realize that something is going on is a pressure around your ankles. Something is gripping it fairly quickly. And as you're trying to look around to see what is going on, something is attaching itself to the back of your legs, quickly climbing up. There's a pressure on your thighs as you feel something gripping, your hands moving quickly to try and brush off whatever it is, and you feel something wet, something damp, or it's a little bit like wet leaves, if a little firmer, and it also feels kind of warm against your touch. It moves surprisingly quickly. Before you know it, it has wrapped something around your upper arms and is quickly moving to pin your body in a certain way. Even though you are standing up, it's getting harder and harder to move. You can feel your body fighting against the motions of this creature. You can't quite see what it is, it just looks brownish, or almost like the forest itself. It's moving so fast that you don't get much time to really check it out. And you can feel how something is being wrapped around your chest, your hips, your thighs, your legs, your arms, even your wrists. And it's pulling you. It's almost like it's trying to control you like a marionette, a doll. It's pushing your legs, your arms in certain movements that would look like walking if you tried to move with it, but of course you wouldn't. It's awkwardly moving you towards a particularly large bush. You notice the beginning of brambles on them, those nice, sweet fruits that would grow much, much later. But that also makes you remember that this definitely has thorns. And it's moving, pulling, just gripping you into that direction. There's nothing to hold on to. You are walking in the middle of the path, and this is just thin branches with thorns. You can't really hold on to anything here either. You can feel how your clothes are starting to get ripped, how your skin is experiencing those tiny scratches you get if you accidentally fall into one of these bushes, but you keep being pulled further and further, and it's taking you somewhere. After the bushes, it continues to rip your clothes somewhat to get a better grip on your skin. You can feel something getting a firmer hold on you, as if suction cups are adhering themselves everywhere they can. Your back, your arms, your lower back, your legs. Your clothes are simply being torn open and leaving you just half exposed. Here and there, it doesn't even bother to rip any clothes off, it just slithers underneath. There's a strange sensation all over your body, a warmth wherever the creature grips you, a strange tingling as if something is affecting your senses. It's making you move a little quicker now, in a line directly to where it wants you to be. You realize that your clothes are very much in shambles now, still barely hanging on to your body. Fortunately, it's not that cold out here, except that you hear your feet walking in something wet, and then you feel it. The cold water, it's rapidly reaching up, ankles, knees. The creature is pulling you into the water, hips, it's so cold. Then back, and it stops. Just about below your shoulders, it gives you plenty of space to stay above the water and breathe, but your body feels so cold, but at the same time it can feel the heat of the creature, the warmth of it against your skin. It is almost nice, and the contrast between the cold and heat is very pronounced. It begins to move. It doesn't quite release you, it just somehow seems to shift around you, as if it's exploring your body, checking what you can take. Sometimes it moves a little rougher, almost hurting you, and then it moves soft and sensually, exploring how your body reacts. Finds all the places on your body where you are extra sensitive. It goes over them and notices, then pauses and goes over them again to make sure that it noticed right. Even though you are making noise and you can almost hear yourself echo, you also feel like you can't do much. Every time you try to move to the shore, it makes sure to pull you back and continues its strange attack. It's teasing and tempting, exploring, poking and prodding, pulling and pushing. Every now and then, you can even feel one of those suction cups being pulled off your skin quite roughly, a strange, sharp sensation, probably leaving very nice circular marks. It's exploring you, investigating you. It's looking at what you can take, what you feel, how you feel. It moves all over your body. The main part of the monster that seems little heavier than the rest can move freely here in the water, and it's free to just move around to your chest or even down below to explore, feel, taste, if it has a mouth. It's not like you can see it. The water is almost pitch black. you don't see much of anything that's going on other than the water wildly moving with every movement of its long tentacles. It monitors everything. It checks your breathing, your little shocks as you feel pleasure, the gasps you let out uncontrollably whenever it finds a spot that is particularly pleasurable, and then it pushes a little too hard just to hurt you a little bit to find out where those edges are, backing off again until it's pure pleasure. It keeps going. It keeps keeping you in and out of trance of pain, of pleasure, melting your mind with a wonderful variation of sensations. You barely notice anymore where you are. Even the coldness of the water is slowly melting as your body is adjusting to whatever temperature you feel. The heat of the tentacles, the cool of the water, even those are sensations that cycle pleasure and pain over and over again. The sound of the water moving wildly as the creature moves out of your sight, out of your ability to do anything. And it finds so many good places. It finds so many good ways to pull you in. It makes sure you stay standing, that you're almost floating in the water, drifting in a way where your mind is becoming more and more absent, overwhelmed by the pleasure and the sensation as it structures its senses and teases. It pulls and pushes. It sticks and unsticks. It moves and unmoves every part of you until you are simply putty in its tentacles. It moves you. It moves and teases you. It makes you moan and melt. It makes you fall and flutter. It makes you feel each and every movement until there is nothing left. It finds the ways to pull your thoughts, your experience into pure nothing. And it takes your mind down as it continues to slowly move, attempting to find the perfect balance of pain and pleasure in a slow rhythm that keeps you going deeper in trance. You begin to hear a voice slowly speaking to you, instructing, suggesting, hypnotic words that take your mind away even more. And in the moment when this file will end, if my voice follows, you'll keep on listening, feeling the tentacles move and surprise you. If my voice doesn't follow, you'll probably slowly awaken on the shore of the water, unsure of what's happened, but aware of the soreness of your body, the sensitivity of the many scratches, the experience so vivid, even if you don't quite understand it. Then again, it is the unknown that draws us in. So who knows how much you'll still hear. Enjoy.